AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a new report on the coronavirus from the CDC is very encouraging.
Models, once projecting really grim news, now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring.
The projection is a big drop in cases by the end of July. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for vaccines to try to speed the end of the pandemic. With restaurants still reeling from the pandemic, President Biden highlighted his program to help restaurants that have lost business. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
For the first time since taking office,
I don't know what they ordered for me.
The president stepped foot in a restaurant, visiting a Washington taqueria on Cinco de Mayo and leaving with tacos and enchiladas. The nearly $29 billion program is aimed at aiding an industry he says needs special help with pandemic recovery.
Our nation's restaurants were some of the first hit and the worst hit.
The relief program allows restaurants and bars to qualify for grants equal to their pandemic-related revenue losses.
We're opening the doors of this program so that restaurants all over the country can open their doors again.
The White House says more than 186,000 establishments applied in the program's first 2 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Facebook oversight board upholds the ban on former President Donald Trump, just not indefinitely. The AP's Matt O'Brien reports a firm decision, yes or no, is due in 6 months.
They basically said that the company needs to come up with a better way of justifying and applying its rules.
Facebook suspended the Trump account after determining he incited violence leading up to the deadly Capitol riot. The Texas State House gave preliminary approval to a measure to ban abortions after as early as 6 weeks. A record close for the Dow, up 97 points. This is AP News. A video has been released of a French journalist who says he has been kidnapped by an Al-Qaeda-linked group in Mali.
The head of the Africa Desk for Reporters Without Borders, Arnaud Froguet, confirmed that journalist Olivier Dubois had been kidnapped on April the 8th while working in Mali's northern city of Gao.
We have reason to believe the worst scenario, unfortunately, and there is fair chances that he was indeed kidnapped by this armed group.
Dubois confirmed in the video that he was kidnapped by the Al-Qaeda-linked group JNIM. Froguet has appealed to French and Malian authorities to help release him.
We're calling on the authorities to do everything they can.
The French Foreign Ministry confirmed his disappearance, saying they're in touch with his family and Malian authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two elderly Asian women were stabbed without warning as they waited for a bus in downtown San Francisco. Their conditions are not known. A suspect was later arrested. Ed Donahue, AP News.